I'm Stephen DeBose, the director of the script competitions at the Austin Film Festival, and I spoke with Chance Mulick about his competition history and writing for the stage and podcast. Chance is a writer, filmmaker, and theater artist based in Los Angeles, whose work is primarily in the genre space. He's a two-time semifinalist at Austin Film Festival with the screenplay drama Madrigal and spec pilot for The Leftovers. Tell me a little bit about yourself, man, your background, how long you've been writing.
I was born in San Francisco, raised mostly by my mother, and then I went back east for college, and I moved to New York City the day after I graduated, just because I knew I wanted to do theater. Formed a theater company with this girl who became my wife, and so we still work together. She's a director. I started, doing stage and acting and playwriting, and then I sort of moved into film and TV a little later. I'd always been a fan, obviously, but I started having ideas that would have been difficult to translate to the stage, I guess. And I do a lot of like sci-fi and horror and thriller and that kind of things. So I thought I'd see how it would be to write a screenplay. And that took me a little while to learn. I translated a lot of the skills that I had, I think, from the theater where I could. And then a lot of stuff, was new, and it's, particular to the medium. So yeah, it was a process, but I'd say I got into it because I just wanted to tell stories, and theater was kind of it was an inviting place to start because, you don't need a lot of resources, to actually see something that you've done. You just need a group of people and, a space to put up a workshop, and, you can actually like get some hands-on experience with it. So that was hugely helpful for me, especially going into film and TV, because I was able to sort of take some of that experience and write for, write for the audience and write for the actors. That's always sort of in the forefront of my mind, I guess, because of my background. That's the cliff notes of the of the journey.
Yeah, no, the theater, and it's always interesting hearing, playwrights transition to writing for film and TV, and what was that process like for you? How did it really inform what you were doing on the page, going from playwriting to TV to film?
Yeah, the first thing that I realized is that I could write shorter scenes, like just on a really basic sort of technical level. That was something I enjoyed doing in theater, but it's like, I sort of learned about how to like sort of bring characters through a 10 or 20 page scene. And that's, that's a tricky thing to do. It's a different way of building momentum, I guess. And so when I switched to screenplays, it was kind of a blessing actually that I could sort of get into something late and get out of it early, and like find the kernel of the idea or whatever thing I wanted to explore with those characters. And then I guess the film or the pilot as a whole is sort of the big emotional arc. And I didn't have to think about each scene as fulfilling like the demands of the whole medium. It was easier to sort of break it up, I guess. And there are also challenges with that. Like, if I really had things that I wanted them to explore in the outline phase, I'd have to sort of break that up and see like how I could spread that out over, four or five scenes, rather than sort of try and put it all in one act or something. So I'd say that's probably the first challenge that I sort of encountered. I love to have reads of things. Like I learned that also workshopping stuff in theater. And, to me, it's hugely helpful to hear stuff out loud. And so I tried to sort of continue that idea with screenplays. Of course, it's different because with all the screen directions, it's like, that's the character of its own, the narrator. So you have to make sure you get people who are really into doing all that. But you're writing something as a blueprint that's going to be shot and find its final life in the edit. And so that's something I'm kind of conscious of. Playwriting is more about, here it is. Like this is, and then you workshop it obviously and rehearse it. But like what's on the page is more or less going to be what you see and hear.
So with that said, what was it that drew you to submit to the Austin Film Festival?
I'd heard about it for years, and I think I had a couple of friends who had submitted, and it just, it looked like kind of the best of all worlds, because there's panels and there's workshops and there's all the sort of ways in that the festival creates for writers. Is there's nothing like it really that I know of, at least. And, I was inspired to submit and I didn't really think I'd get accepted. And, then the first year, it was 2016 was the first year I submitted. And that was I was a semifinalist with a TV spec for The Leftovers, which I just love the hell out of that show. And, so that was awesome. And then I went back the next year and the year after with an original pilot and a feature. So yeah, it's a great community. And, the roster of panelists, is insane, but there's also like the community of writers and all the people who I'm still in touch with. That was sort of like a thing. I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool way to come to LA actually. Cause I was in New York up until about 3 years ago. So the festival really helped me meet people, and create like a little network here in LA.
So what was it made you decide that coming to the festival would be advantageous?
I figured if I got a script in, I would like just decide how to get there basically. Cause it just seemed like an opportunity I shouldn't miss. And for me, it was, it was about meeting people and, sort of catching the vibe, I guess. And like, I mean, of course, I figured, oh, it'd be great to talk to, this person or that person about their career. But like, I was also thinking, this is something I can't replicate anywhere else in terms of just meeting fellow writers, because we don't spend a lot of time together. So, unless we're in a writer's room or something. So it's like, yeah, that seems like the gold right there.
So was there anything there that was unexpected or surprising for you when you, after getting to the festival?
You got to get your sleep because it's a lot. I was like, okay, that's for real. Like the Driscoll's awesome. And, I think after my first couple of days, I was like, okay, I'm going to, have to like choose my battles a little bit. Maybe not go to absolutely everything because I just don't have the bandwidth. That's learning to pace myself was part of it, and I guess, the generosity of the community, really. I didn't know what to expect in terms of like the formality of it, I guess, or the distance put between like the professional writers and the submitting writers and that whole thing. But like the way that we were allowed to sort of engage with everybody was really refreshing. Like you don't get that every day. and I feel like people come, like one thing I learned is, oh, this is a place that people come to hang out. Like there's not, this doesn't even exist in LA, So in the same way. So I was like, it's a peak experience sort of, So that was cool.
Was there anyone that you met there that you're still in communication with now? Any friendships or anything like that developed?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's a couple of people who I met, I guess it was my first year, who I still hang out with. And, we go to parties together and stuff and hang out and read each other's work, which is great. And then that starts to expand because once there's like two or three of us, then we meet other people who maybe have been like prior years or, there's a little Austin mafia, that starts to develop in LA. And I'm sure in New York too and other places, that's to see how that expands is really cool. So yeah, I've met people who I imagine I'll know, as long as I'm trying to do this thing.
How did that contribute to your creativity as a writer, in terms of new projects or ideas sparked or that type of thing?
Yeah. It's just the knowledge that like other people are struggling with some of the same things you are, I find I can't overstate the importance of that. And, Twitter's no substitute, like to get together and sort of talk about just story problems or career problems or like, how to, you know, what our goals are and how we're trying to get there. I think it's pretty much impossible, or at least vastly harder, to try and do this in isolation. So to have those relationships is, you know, it's just, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And I feel like, and there again, you know, that's the thing that sort of binds us. And when one person succeeds, you know, it's, in a way, it's kind of a win for all of us. Although, you know, got to get over my jealousy, but whatever. I'll always be there.
Yeah. So. Right. And with that said, you're also podcasting now, right?
Yeah. I did an audio drama, wrote one last year, and we, you know, I finished it in, I guess, September or October, and then we were recording in December with it, and, you know, got some awesome actors together, people like, you know, friends, people we know here in LA, and just vastly talented voice actors and a sound designer. And we dropped the first episode in April, and then we were putting them out every other week. There's six total. So we released our last one on the 15th of June. So yeah, it's seems to be going pretty well. I mean, we got a bunch of downloads the first month, and then I had someone reach out to me about developing it. So
That's great.
So I'm trying to navigate that with my agent and see kind of what the next steps are. I mean, that wasn't really like my goal. I'm not that calculating, but I just wanted to, you know, tell this particular story in this particular way. But, you know, then when it started getting on people's radars, I was like, oh, that's cool. Maybe there's another step here. So yeah, I'm kind of in that negotiation phase.
How different is writing for podcasts for you versus writing for the features or teleplays?
Yeah, it goes back a little bit to theater, actually, for me, because it's all dialogue driven. And, you know, that part, I have that muscle still, you know, pretty well developed. So that part, like, once I kind of had my characters in mind, and how I wanted to sort of set up the scenes and the episodes, then, you know, the outline came pretty quickly. The story is inspired by some true events, and those events are like, they largely deal with phone conversations. And so I thought that, you know, that would be a cool sort of podcast thing. So in that way too, I was kind of limited in a good way with trying to focus on voices, you know, and then sort of telling the story that way and trying to eliminate as much clunky exposition as I could and like tell things through sound and, you know, all that kind of thing. So yeah, I think I'd probably you know, learn some things. I think if I were going to do another season, I would think about, you know, how to expand, some of what I did, and open it up a little bit in terms of the story. But yeah, I tried to use the medium, use the best parts of the medium, I guess, for telling that story. So
did you have one key takeaway from the festival or the competitions that you would like to leave us with?
You know, take the risk, I guess, is my takeaway. I mean, if someone's on the fence about, you know, going because they think they're not going to meet anyone, or they're going to, you know, sort of be, they're not going to make any progress, or, you know, they're going to spend money that they, you know, that they could have spent in some other way, I would say, like, if it's possible, then do it. Because it's the structure that's in place to help writers there is not to be missed. And so I'd say you're not going to be alone, you know, and you're going to learn some things at the very least. And best case scenario, you meet some lifelong friends.
Go to AustinFilmFestival.com for information about the script competitions and to buy your badge today.